702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
Live streaming countrywide
on the Prime Media Plus app.
DStv channel 856,
92.7
and 106 FM.
So let's talk about anger, how you deal with yours, how you find it manifesting. Are you the type of person that needs to, you know, react in the moment so you can move past it? Are you the kind of person that likes to process? And maybe your approach with your anger differs depending on who you are dealing with. Like if you're dealing with an intimate partner, if you're dealing with a sibling, if you're dealing with a parent. And I know some of the issues are very deep, right? So you might find yourself getting really angry when it comes to parents and siblings, and not so angry with people outside of those circles. When I look back at my life and where I have found myself in relation to anger, there was a period where I think I was just very angry. And I've realized as I've gotten older, it was this thing of feeling frustrated by not being understood. But then I got past the part of being understood to realize I don't need to be understood. I need to be okay with myself in all respects. And that was just feeling like the people around me, the people I grew up with, didn't understand me, didn't get me, right? But one of the things I do now, which I thought was quite healthy, for, you know, prior to reading this article, I like venting. So what I'll do is I will call someone like my sister to say, you know, do you have space, capacity? Can I vent? And if they're in a position where they can't listen to me vent, they'll be like, after 3 p.m. or after whatever time, great. And then I get on the phone and I vent. And it could be about anything. I could be venting about, oh my gosh, this client didn't pay again. Oh my gosh, this happened at work. Oh, this person upset me. I can't believe at the garage they did this. I can't believe this with my car. Oh, this and this and this, right? So I have a venting session. And my sister's so great because she can always assess when to just listen, when to make a joke out of it. Because sometimes a person just listens and says, ah, yeah, nah. Like, and that's the end of it. And sometimes a person is like, maybe just take a nap, or maybe just, you know. So I do the venting thing so that I can get it out my system and move on. Maybe I'll even vent again to a secondary person, the summarized version, just to get the last bit of anger out there. But according to this CNBC article, where they say venting won't help. I thought venting is healthy. Venting won't help, a new study shows. Now, this is the number one way to manage your anger, is what they're sharing. Now, they speak in this article about different scenarios, and I'm sure those of you that also have significant others. When your partner asks, how was your day? Can you, oh my gosh, you know that person I told you that sent the as per my last email, passive aggressive mail? Wow, they now did this. Okay, we all go through. I mean, I would imagine everybody has those moments where they vent to somebody. Where after a frustrating day at work or a fight with your significant other, calling a friend to complain, it might seem like a good idea. But venting won't actually help you manage your anger, though. This is according to a recent paper that was published in Clinical Psychology Review. They've studied, researchers, how effective arousal-increasing activities like venting or running and arousal-decreasing activities like meditation or yoga are at actually calming a person down. And they analyzed, and in these studies involving more than 10,000 participants, they found that arousal decreasing activities were better at helping a person manage their anger. For me, in real life, I don't know if that works for me. The breathing in and out, the, you know, I need to get it out of my system, and the best way is to vent. And I may have even done it on this show a few times. I think you can tell, those of you that are familiar with this show, that I like to talk my feelings out, and then I feel like it's done. As opposed to trying to woosa, counting to 10, deep breathing. Sometimes it even aggravates me even more, but that's possibly because I'm not doing it properly. So they speak now to say, and this is, if you have meditated before, you do know that it can be difficult, but they say it's really beneficial. Jade Weston, who is a meditation producer, who's been meditating for 15 years, said, if you struggle to do the in inverted commas, think about nothing or focus on your breathing. Here are three guiding questions that can help. Where am I placing my attention? What am I feeling right now? And what is my intention? So where am I placing my attention? How am I feeling right now? What is my intention? So I want to hear from you. How do you truly deal with your anger? What do you do? Do you need to confront the person to get it out your system? How have you evolved over the years? If somebody's very close to me, you know, siblings, immediate family, the ones that really can hurt you in ways that you wouldn't even imagine possible. If I feel like we're not at a place where we can talk, I like to write my thoughts out in a WhatsApp. And I know that drives some people crazy. These are some of the ways, but of course I am so open to learning. And those of you who know to walk away and meditate in moments of anger, which we know all drive back to hurt on some level. Let me know. Give us a call. 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. And I see your messages coming in on Facebook as well, that you can go and comment on social media.
702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
22 minutes after 1 o'clock, we're talking about anger. How do you express it? Apparently, those things that we do that might hype you up are not the things to be doing, like venting or even running. They say things like meditation are the way to go. We're taking your calls on 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. We've already started to get some feedback on our 702 page as well, where you are able to comment on the social. So we are asking the question of you. What do you do with that anger? How do you express it? How do you release it? How do you cope with those feelings? What is it that actually makes you feel better? For me personally, venting works like a charm, but the studies say that's not the way to go. I feel like I've gotten it out of my system, that by the time I have to deal with said person, I'm not even angry anymore. I got it out my system. So now I can look Abel straight in the eyes in studio, because yesterday I was like, oh, can you believe Abel did this and this? By the time I see Abel, it's gone. It's done. And then on our Facebook page, Chipinare says, I break things. Wow. Okay. Mpoto says, I stay indoors the whole day. Elijah Chuma says, music is a great therapy and just ensure you away from the person who angered you. But if it's an internal battle, just listen to your favorite music, then you will be all calm in no time. And I like that one. It works for me when I'm feeling sad, not energized, not motivated. Music works like a bong. My Cody says, I walk out my anger. If not, I cry it out. It really calms me. The crying one is also a good one. Califang says, I write and I pray a lot. It has helped me cope with underlying issues and made me see things clearly. Tabang Sekano says, gospel music heals me. Yay! Can I just say, sometimes you need to put on that gospel music and let God take the wheel in a situation where you're like, I'm not going to pray for strength, Lord, because I might kill somebody. But I'm going to pray for patience, Lord, to deal with this person because I've been angry. Aniki says, I sleep the whole day. That helps me with my anger. Spamanga says, I clean the house. It keeps me sane. Kalazome says, I need to be left alone. Frank Owusu says, sit quietly by myself and I listen to classical music or open my Bible randomly and start reading. Svrolo King says, I found that if I go to the gym more often, I'm not easily angered. And if I cannot go to the gym, I get down and do 200 push-ups. This way, I always laugh and walk away whenever I feel anger or am provoked. Malume Kwabe says, take a long walk around the neighborhood. Smart Biba says, I just stay away from anyone. Hulele promises, reading helps me. On the WhatsApp line, I'm such an angry person. My mom is toxic. Worst part, 2024. My daughter failed matric. Yo, I'm feeling like the world is against me. Anger is consuming me daily. I'm so sorry to hear that. And that message has gone unsigned on the WhatsApp line. You know what I would say anger is similar to in the context of what you're sharing? I don't remember who Oprah was interviewing, but she spoke about how not forgiving a person is the same as drinking poison and expecting them to die, right? Or them to suffer. But you're drinking the poison. You're the one suffering. And I feel the same way about anger, is that you're the one who ends up suffering. Oh, one of the other things I do is I clap back. That's another thing I do. I get that out of my system by clapping back. Another one says, this relationship did not start. Okay, let me quickly find the first part. Hi, 702. This is Vainan from Florida. I don't vent anymore. I just laugh at you, turn around and walk away, because I learned that if you get angry with someone, you poison yourself. After 25 years of marriage, I don't get angry at my wife. I just tell my wife if there's anything I don't like, which happens rarely. This relationship did not start now. I have been having a relationship with 702 since 2013. Thank you so much for sharing that. Once a person can reach a point where you can see the humor in certain situations and not hold on to anger, life really does become better. You feel cushioned by the blows that life hands you if anger's not in the picture. Let's go to the lines. We have Selma in Roodepoort. Hi, Selma.
Oh, hi, Rinobuchile. I've got a nice tale about quite many years ago. When I belong, well, I still belong to the same medical aid, but anyway, they're one of the big ones. And their admin just got worse and worse and worse. And I just couldn't handle this. And I'm quite meticulous about things, and I keep records of everything. In the end, I got so furious that I took a flyer and looked up the CEO's name in the telephone book. And lo and behold, it was there.
What?
So it's his home phone. So I phoned him at night, and he said, do you know that I am having my dinner? I said, well, you probably are. Do you know that I'm not having my dinner? And guess whose reason that is? I haven't had the time to cook. Guess why not? Your monthly statement has come out, and I have been working for hours through all the mess-ups and mistakes and wrong payments and non-payments. This has been going on for months and months, and I'm now so hurtful that I've decided I'll spoil your dinner too.
Well, so what did he say?
Well, he said to me, well, if you bring me proof, I'll make an appointment with you. They'll phone you tomorrow. My secretary will make an appointment, and you will come and see me with all your proof.
Yes.
And take it from them. Then he took all that proof to his workers and said, I have all this proof that you lot have not been working. Well, that was the beginning of a whole change.
Oh, my goodness.
Medical aid. He even afterwards said to me, thank you so much. I've got rid of dead wood. And afterwards, their whole system changed. Everything afterwards went so much better.
How long ago was this phone book incident? Because I'm like, I don't remember the last time people were answering home telephones.
Well, that was when my husband was still alive. So that must have been 2001, 2001,
wow.
Somewhere there.
Good for you, Selma. Good for you for doing that. You know, I have to be honest, like I say this to Wendy Nola all the time, that because I get really upset with service providers and customer service related issues, and because so many people don't get their issues resolved, when I have an issue, I take it up like all the way to the end. I'm sure you've heard on the show before.
Yes, yes.
Because there'll be 200 people who weren't able to stand up for themselves. So I think I'm very much like you, and you should be exceptionally proud of yourself that you followed through and you made a difference. I mean, I know you were calling for yourself, but look now. Are you guys now friends? Do you catch up for tea?
Well, not quite, because he's a very busy man too. But yes. What happened was a friend of mine, or ex-colleague of mine as well, he actually said to me, oh, please, can you tell him I've also got problems? So I said to him, please, this guy with this medical aid number has got equal problems because of this.
Yes.
Call him in. He showed him all the proof. They sorted him out beautifully.
Wow. Good for you, Salman. Thank you so much for sharing that story. If you are going to get angry, especially at customer service in this country, just follow the things that Wendy always says. Keep evidence. Write down reference numbers, write the record, keep all the details so that when it gets to the right person, you can share all of it. I see all your WhatsApp messages. We'll continue after the news.
Spend your afternoon
with Relebogile Mabotja
on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
25 minutes to 2 o'clock. We're talking about anger. How do you express it? How do you deal with it? What makes you feel better? How do you get it out of your system? Apparently, venting does not work, according to a new study. So things like venting or running, those that hype you up, are not the way to go. You know, you need to go for the things that actually calm you down, like meditation, which does not work for me when I am angry. Because I'll start to talk like this. No, it does not work for me. But let me know what works for you, what you've dealt with. And maybe one of these days we can do a masterclass on anger management. I think many people are suffering silently with different types of anger where you're also placing the responsibility on what life is throwing at you as opposed to how you are responding. So give us a call, 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. There's a message that says, hi, Lebo, I go for long runs, like half marathons. The problem now is I'm getting so skinny. But that sounds like such a great way to get it out your system, even though the article says contrary. Another one says, when someone makes me angry, I keep quiet, but as time goes, I explode. I'm glad you recognize that within yourself because it isn't healthy. At some point, a person will be exploding. Né? It's almost like where you explode over something that's happening in that moment. Now you look like a crazy person. And the likelihood is the person is going to make you feel like a crazy person if they don't recognize it's not about said incident. It's not about the fact that you accidentally stood on their toe or you were 3 minutes late to pick them up from work. It's actually about that other issue that you're dealing with. Here's some of your voice notes.
Hello, Ria Bukhile. Every time when I'm angry, I go into my phone or I go to the bathroom and I just play a game of chess online. It's the only thing that can calm me down because it helps me think. And if I'm not playing chess, I'm going to lose it.
Okay, mama. Let me tell something about the anger. Or one or not before. The anger, I get very heavy anger. You know, the anger, there's no anyone that's just going to stop me. Heavy anger because I control myself. I tell myself no. I have to do what to kizame, okay, kizame. So now I'm okay. I'm 45 years, but before my 30-35, so you can have anger in wala no boga sitiri mama. So I try to tell myself when I'm grow up, I have to manage everything. I have to control myself because at the end of the day, that anger gets. So what about my kids? They learn something to me. They're not okay. Great. They're really angry. So when I anger, we have to. We are our winter, whatever anything. So I tell myself, I don't know. Let me stop to be control. I have to control my anger. You get a little temper. Temper. We say next. I understand where it come from.
And I think it's interesting with the awareness that you have about yourself, where the reaction doesn't match the thing that just happened, where you now start to look like a crazy person to people and now they have to start walking on eggshells around you, right? And it might be part of a much bigger issue. And I hope if you are experiencing any type or level of anger that you are dealing with it appropriately to find, hey, where is this actually coming from?
Hi, Kilebohile, this is Nosi here. How I deal with anger, I must confront you first. Then I can ask you or confront you, but I must really look at you and ask you or tell you that what you have done is not on. And from there, I'm done. happy. But as long I have not spoken to you about what we have done, or I have not confronted you if there's a need to be, I'm not okay.
Hi, Relebogile, it's Lonwa Bonono in Bloemfontein. Yeah, for me, I do call family members to vent out and just take it out because they listen and understand me. I've been like that since I was young. So, yeah, I do that a lot. If that does not help, I confront the situation with the people involved. If anything else fails, music will have to be now the last resort. So I'll go through the whole emotions, kick myself. Like, why did I not see this coming? But yeah, I don't keep it in. I hate bottling things. I'd rather deal with the situation and move on, leave it behind, forgive myself. And yeah, but it's hard. I don't like to be in a negative situation. But yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. And I want to reiterate, anger, there's nothing wrong with it. It is a normal part of life. There are things that are going to upset you and manifest into anger, frustrate you, hurt you, that are going to manifest into you being angry. So there's nothing wrong with anger. What might be a challenge is how you deal with it. Temba from Rustenburg says, can Relebogile really have time to be angry? With this laugh, I doubt it. Temba, just so you know, ne, I'm with you guys 2 hours out of 24 hours in a day. In the other hours of the day, please know there are many, many things that can be in my life making me angry or upsetting me. Heidi says, Lebo, I don't get angry anymore. I treat life like a fox terrier. If you can't eat or mate with it, pee on it and walk away. I am so dead. I'm so dead. And the last one, when I'm angry, I'd rather keep quiet, not say anything, because that's what I learned from my mom. That's what I'm doing to my children, as that is the only thing that I know. I'm so, so sorry to the person who sent that message. But please know, children need to be exposed to a wide range of emotions so that they know and understand it is normal. If they never see their mother getting angry, they might wonder about their own internal anger. What's going to happen when the pressure has gotten too hot in the pressure cooker? What's going to happen? You know what I mean? Where you see people snapping, where you see people blowing up. I hope you're able to find healthy ways. And this is for all of us to deal with anger, especially on our roads. Thank you so much for all your calls and your messages.